Chazar Zechanish of Bachich, Chazashagma, Ram Yehudim, Chazashab, Zapayin Beis. Ula says, according to Rav Tarfon, who says that you don't have to have definite knowledge of the Aver before bringing an Osham Vadai, so you see that according to him, that knowledge is not critical for a definite Osham. Oibazoi, according to him, if someone is mezana with a shifra charufa multiple times b'shoigig, even if it was done during different periods of unawareness, he still only has to bring one asham. Rav Hanuna asked, so if a person is mezana with a shifra and he designates an animal to bring for his asham vaday, and he says to the client, wait, don't bring the carbon yet, because I want to be mezana with the shifra charufa again. So you're going to tell me what that asham that he separated is going to help for that case also? Ula said, I'm talking about after knowledge. I'm not talking about after designating an animal. Avada, after designating an animal, if you do the aver again, you'd have to bring a separate asham. Rav Dimi said, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says you do need to have definite knowledge before bringing an Asham Vaday, if someone is mezana with a Shifcha Charufa multiple times in over different periods of unawareness, Avadi, he'd have to bring separate Ashamais, because you see that according to him, knowledge is critical in terms of an Asham Vaday. By yes, regarding chatos, everyone says you need that knowledge is absolutely necessary for the chatos, and yet we find Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish argue, and they say that periods of awareness in between don't necessarily separate lenyan chatos liability. That's what Rish Lakish holds. Rav Dimi didn't answer, so Abaye said maybe you were quiet because you were referring to a case where the act was done after designation of the asham, in which case even Rish Lakish would agree that multiple ashamas would be required. Rav Dimi said that's exactly what I was referring to. When Rabban came from Eretz Yisrael, he made three statements. Number one, he said, all agree that sometimes multiple acts of znus with a shivcha harufa only have one asham. Then he's following Ula, that according to Rabbi Tarfon, even Rabbi Yechon would agree that since knowledge is not significant for ashamais, knowledge doesn't necessitate multiple ashamais. Number two, all agree that sometimes multiple acts of znus with a shivcha harufa do require multiple ashamais. That means even according to Reish Lakish, even Reish Lakish would agree that acts done after designation of an animal as a carbon for the asham would require an additional asham. Number three is there's a disagreement regarding in the case of Shifcha Harufa, meaning according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that knowledge is essential with regard to Ashamas, Rabbi Yochanan would say that knowledge between acts would separate the acts for Asham. Rish Lakish would say that knowledge does not separate acts for a new Asham Chiyuv. More so, is if someone intended to lift a knife from the ground, and as he was on Shabbos, of course, and as he was lifting it, he cut produce off the ground, so he's potter because he didn't even intend to cut anything, so it's not even called a Shoigig. On the other hand, if someone was intending to cut an item that was detached from the ground, Tolush, and he by mistake cut something that was attached to the ground. Machloikas. Rava says he's potter because he didn't intend to cut something which was osur. And Abaye said he's chayav echatos because he intended to cut something. The maisa of cutting he intended to do. Rava brings a raya to his shita from a brisa. The brisa says Shabbos is more chumadik than other mitzvahs. In what way? In that one who's over Shabbos twice in one period of unawareness is chayav two chatois. But with other mitzvahs, if you're over twice in one period of awareness, you only chayav one chatos. On the other hand, also other mitzvahs are more chumadik than Shabbos, because one who's over other mitzvahs b'shoigig without any intent is still chayav chatos, but one who's over Shabbos b'shoigig and without any intent is actually going to be putter. We have to explain the brisa to understand what Rava's raya is. What does the brisa mean that by other mitzvahs, if you're over twice, you only chayav one chatos? It can't mean if you eat chaylev and blood and dam, because for them, you'd be chayav two chatos. Can't be where you ate two pieces of chaylev, and that's why he's only chayav one chatos, because then the comparable is of Shabbos when he does the malach of cutting twice, in which case he also only be chayav one chatos. Rather, the case refers to avoid zor. Even if he does avoid zor in a few different ways, he's still only chayav one chatos. Okay, so this means that the next part of the brisa is also discussing avoid zor. That would mean the Brisa is saying that someone who does Avodah Zarah without any intention is chayiv. But that's not true. Because if he bows down to Avodah Zarah thinking it's a shul, or he has a mind that, but to bow down to Hashem, he's not chayiv. If he bowed down to a statue of the king, then it depends. If he accepted it as a god, then of course he's amazed. If he didn't, then it's not Avodah Zarah at all. If it's talking about where you bow down to an idol to Avodah Zarah out of love or fear for someone else, and that's when he's chayiv. But that only follows a bayu who says it's chayiv in such a case. But according to Rava, the person would actually not be chayiv. If the case is where he thought it was mutter to worship Avodah Zarah and he's still chayiv, that would mean that the Brisa is saying that if someone thought he's allowed to be mechalal Shabbos, he'd be totally potter. But that's not true, because we discussed whether one who didn't know it was Shabbos is chayiv one or many chatois, but totally potter was never an option to any of the shitas that we discussed. Rather, must be the first part of the Brisa talking about other mitzvahs is referring to Avodah Zarah, and the other mitzvahs in the second part of the Brisa refer to some mitzvahs other than Avodah Zarah. For example, when someone thought he was eating kosher fat and in truth he ate chaylev, he's going to be chayiv. But with regard to Shabbos, he's potter. That means if he intends to cut a detached plant, a talush, and instead he cut something which is still attached to the ground, ruchuber, he'd be potter. Oh, so mamash a proof to Rava Zarayah, to Rava. Rava brings this Brisa as a raya to himself. Abaye says it's not a raya. Abaye says the other mitzvahs referred to in the second part of the brisa is where someone thought he was swallowing saliva, but in truth it was like liquefied chaylev. and that's why he's chayev. But with regard to Shabbos, he'd be potter. Meaning, on Shabbos, if he picked up a knife and unintentionally cut an attached plant as he was lifting the knife, he's potter. Like the first part that we remember we wrote down before. However, Zaktabai, if he intended to cut a detached item and mistakenly cut something that was actually attached to the ground, that's different because he had a mind to cut, and therefore he would, Abai says he would be chayev in that case, and the Brisa therefore does not prove otherwise.